Welcome to the Business Abundance Podcast, providing the tools and knowledge to help small business owners succeed. For additional resources, visit www.businessabundance.online.
Hello and welcome back to the Business Abundance Podcast. Today, we're going to be chatting about freeing up time. And so this is just focusing on best practices for your business so that you can focus on business growth.
Time.
We don't have it. We can make it.
Cool.
If you think it's a priority, then time for you to focus on it. But we've talked about micromanaging in a number of different podcasts. So if you want to focus more on if you're a micromanager, go listen to those. But here we're going to be talking about just best practices when it comes to your systems or your processes, what your team's doing, tasks you can get rid of. So like payroll, you can pass that on to the people in charge of your finances, or graphic design can be passed on to a freelancer or not paid advertisement, but Upwork or Fiverr. Those things you don't have to do, or you can find a faster way to do it by getting a template. But yeah, there's a lot of different things that you can do to free up your time at the moment. And there's a lot of resources. Some people might be opposed to AI, but AI does make things a bit faster if you use it correctly. Yeah, in saying that, don't just get it to write everything for you. Do use your brain, but that's a good way to make things a bit faster.
Especially if you don't want American spelling on all of your advertising.
Yes, that's true. But it does say on, I use AI to get a framework sometimes if I put in the prompts and be like, create a framework. And I remember when we're testing it out and we're doing social media posts and it was just producing like a sales pitch, like a really nasty sales pitch.
Lots of emoticons.
Lots of emojis.
The emojis are good though. I like the emojis.
Yeah.
Posts with emojis are way better than posts without. Those look good.
That's interesting. See, I never trust a post with an emoji.
Yeah, but because you know where they're coming from now. But
yeah,
like
true.
If you just have a post that's plain with nothing, no photo, it's like, it's just too text heavy. I don't know what the data says. Mm. Well, since it's in the AI, I would say it says it performs better.
Yeah.
If you ask ChatGPT if it's true, it will tell you if it's not.
Anyway, getting more free time. Why would we want to get more free time? How would you know? Like, you actually need more free time. If you're missing meetings, if you, you're late for meetings, if you're always late for things, you're not prepared for things, you miss meals, canceling, like, engagements with friends and stuff.
Not making time for family.
Yeah, can't get to the things you want to get to. Keep experiencing the same problems.
One of those words that you used in the intro, priorities. Was something my grandmother used to say to me is, you've always got time for what's important to you.
That's what I was trying to say. That's exactly what I was trying to say.
You don't feel like you've got time for what's important to you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then reprioritize.
You need help with time and getting more free time.
Yep.
That's right.
We've all got the same amount of hours in a week,
mm.
whether we're a billionaire or we're on the poverty line in the soup kitchen.
Yep.
It's the same amount of time. So how do you use it?
What are some tips on freeing up your time? I've mentioned payroll and graphic design and social media and those sort of things. Can you think of any others?
What's your role in the business? So are you doing the things that are specifically your role in the business, and are they generating, if you're the owner of the business, for instance, is that generating income? That would be one of the first things I would look at as a small business owner, sole trader type person. If I'm over here fluffing about on Farmville when I should be putting quotes out, is Farmville still a thing?
Stardew Valley, I don't know.
Stardew
Valley.
Young whippersnappers with your new internet
games. Don't start playing because you won't have any free time.
But sometimes that can be a valuable thing to do as well, is to decompress and just turn your brain off and get your dopamine hit and make you more productive for the next day. Everyone's different. That's probably my point.
I think probably the number one thing to start with is make a not-to-do list. So just all this stuff that most people do that just don't really need to be done. If you refer to the last podcast, we're talking about data-driven stuff, but, you know, doing the things that actually make sense, and some things probably don't have much of an outcome. So just make a list of stuff to stop doing, and then you'll probably find you can stop doing heaps of things and it doesn't really matter that much. Maybe it has an impact, but not that much. So go through things that you are doing that you don't need to do and just stop doing them. It's a good way to get a bit of time back.
Yeah, I was thinking about this when it came to some examples that I've worked with. And when it comes to processes, you see things like handle customer complaints and you pass that on to the admin team and you go, there we go, just handle the customer complaints. And they go, well, I don't really know what that looks like. And instead, you want to actually like define what needs to be done so that you're not then dealing with the flow-on effect. So, for example, handle customer complaints. They might think they're doing the right thing and it takes 5 days for them to get in contact and those sort of things. And it drags on and it's in the back of their mind. It's taking up headspace. But if you have on that process to follow up within 24 hours, then that's done, dealt with, and they can carry on. So there is, I guess, mental space that comes with all the tasks you have to do. If you make that don't do list, then you know you don't have to worry about it and you can do the most important tasks first.
Another thing with doing lists is just maybe make a piece of paper, sit next to you for a week and just have things, just write down everything that you do. And then you can put it into columns and say, do we stop doing it? Do we delegate it to someone? Do we outsource it somewhere? Or should I do it? And then you'll have a list of things that you can, exactly what you say, get a process together for, a little bit of training for someone, pass it off and get them away from you.
I've had someone I worked with where I recommended doing that and their response was, that's just another thing I need to do, which was interesting.
Your own worst enemy.
Yeah, I was like, well, if we're going to look at the long-term benefits of this, then it's absolutely something you need to do. But I feel like when you become swamped with a lot of work and a lot of unnecessary things and you haven't started outsourcing, then you become really focused on what you need to do in order to survive that day. And not
on the hamster wheel.
Yeah.
So you run, the faster it goes.
Yeah. And another pushback is, well, then if I'm going to employ new people, then I have to train those new people, which then takes months of their time. But if you think in a year's time what the benefit would be of actually focusing on those tasks and employing that new people, then
I think the big thing there is if you always do what you've always done, you always get the same result.
Mm-hmm.
You got to want to change, I guess. So if you don't have much time, you've got to think, do I just like being busy? Is this making me feel great? Because some people are like that. They literally don't want to go home and they want to be busy.
Can't
and they want
feet
to
up.
They want to be busier than their friends and, it's 20 hours today. Or that's, they actually like it. So if you're one of those people, just don't listen to this episode.
Keep doing what you're doing. You're doing great.
That's the cliche, that like the difference between rich and wealthy is rich, you've got heaps of money, but wealthy, you've got time to do what you want.
Yeah.
What is your priority? Again, I always equate time to priorities. So if you feel like you haven't got time, the making the list of what's important to you, whether it's I don't want to be doing these tasks. I don't want to be dealing with data today because that's not what I'm strong with. I'd rather be over here drawing pretty pictures and sending them to clients. And that's me every single day. It's pretty much, okay, I just want to do this. I don't want to look at that website and then it's 2 days before the deadline. Now I've got to look at that website and I hate websites. So now I feel like I'm time poor because I've let it build up and I've procrastinated.
And then you become less effective anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is an interesting point. So people that have no time generally get a bit stressed and people will say they're stressed and people say they're not stressed, but fundamentally if you're too busy, you'll have stress on you. And it's only ever in effect when this straw that breaks camel's back comes along. Mm-hmm. But you find if you're doing too many things, you'll become less able to make decisions. You'll be way less effective in what you do. So sometimes it makes more sense to do a lot less and then you can do a lot more. So I always say to people, like, take time out to do things with the family or have your weekend off or finish work at 5 or go to the gym in the morning or whatever it is you need to do. Go take up a hobby and spend 8 hours a week doing it. And you'll find the rest of things sort of take care of themselves a lot better than what they were doing before.
Your mindset's better.
Yeah, your health gets better. The stress goes down. Things improve quite a lot.
Less of a scarcity mindset as well.
Yeah.
So if you feel like you're rushed and you haven't got enough time, and then when you finish a job, you haven't really put the effort into finding the next job. And then it's like, oh, my God, where's the next dollar coming from? I really need to. And then that creates a vicious cycle of negative mindset, which can very, very quickly spiral you down into depression as a business owner.
And a lot of people are like, oh, we can't just drop things and leave it, like the world will collapse, the sky will fall. And you know, it's partially true. If you've got some employees, I think it's just making sure that they have the ability or the knowledge that they can make the decision, and what they do generally will be okay. And we've had cases where people are like, we can't go on holidays, but then they've had to go for 3 weeks because someone's sick or something like that. And they go away and then they come back and they're like, oh, actually, there's all this stuff's mucked up, but it's still working. And what has generally happened is that the team's got better as well. So, and then the challenge for them is, okay, well, don't take things back over. Well, let's do a few corrections and fix our training and our systems and processes. But if you take it back over, then you're back to where you were. So people that have been stuck doing too much work have then gone away thinking they couldn't. And when they come back, suddenly they have more time just naturally. We had somebody who took over a business and half the employees left, which was apparently under-resourced to start with. And it turned out that just with all those people going, everyone had to start doing things themselves, not relying on people in certain roles, and everyone just got better. And so there was a lot more time for everyone, it turned out to be. So sometimes just stopping doing things has the result you want.
Would that be an element of trust there? So trust your team?
Yeah, but it's probably not trust. It's more just let people do their jobs, like give them the chance to do their jobs. So it's sink or swim.
Yeah.
Obviously, the better processes and systems training you have, that's more success. But if people want a role, they need to get themselves there.
Trust that they're going to be able to do the job.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was going to say Amazon had the 2 Pete's rule. That was a good one.
What's that?
Where your team shouldn't be more than what it takes to feed with 2 pizzas. And so then that means it's a high trust little network of people that can do their jobs, and the decision making's decentralized, and it's up to them to get the job done. But that seemed to work for Amazon.
It's an extension of what I've talked about with the Pareto principle before, with 5 seems to be the magic number for a team, because 80-20, when you've got 5 in a team, it still works out to half are doing most of the work. So you start getting bigger than 2 pizzas. I love that. First time I've heard that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's interesting. But yeah, if you find time for your hobbies and take up things to reduce the stress or just do things that you enjoy, you'll find you have a bit more time. But then the other things that sort of clog up headspace, which is probably the main reason people have no time, just procrastination and feeling overwhelmed, slowing them down, whether they think so or not, is just having a good to-do list or, you know, project management, something to keep track of all the tasks and reminders and who's doing what. So
what do you do if you find yourself doing all the tasks you hate doing in your business?
Can we talk about the system first?
Well, yeah, I suppose so.
Well, if you're defining all, if you're self doing all the tasks that you don't like doing, then just you need to work out a plan to stop doing them and give them to someone else.
Yep.
Or get another job, either or. That's pretty straightforward.
That's kind of why I asked the question, is because asking you questions, we get the simple response, and sometimes it's the response that you're like, oh, yeah, well, that's not what I wanted to hear.
There's no point doing something you don't like.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but you can always just go get another job if that's the case.
And you're not going to be productive at it if you're not enjoying it anyway.
Yeah.
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 And you're going to procrastinate.
Yeah. But anyway, going back to like to-do lists and actually having processes. So, okay, my team has to do these 5 things. So then that's in a system that everyone can see, and it's assigned to someone, and there's instructions underneath it of what needs to happen, and there's notes and updates going through. So if you find yourself, oh, gee, where there's that at, you can actually just go, look, you don't have to go quiz someone and interrupt their day, and you can know that it's on track or not, or you can put something in there, say, hey, blah, blah, or there's some more information, or where's this at? But then, you know, simple things like you've got Microsoft To Do, or I think Google Notes Tasks, can't remember what it's called now.
I keep changing both of them.
Tasks. Yeah, To Do Tasks, the same thing. It's just complicated. But, you know, on my phone, I just have the swipe down, and then there's Add New Task, and it goes into my Microsoft list, which is in my Outlook, and it's on my phone. It's all the same thing. And I can just put in there Call Z back, or I need to do a budget for so-and-so, and that then goes on my list without a date or any other notes. But then when I'm next back at the computer, it's there, and I can add to it, and I can schedule it for somewhere. And what that means is that pretty much when I have meetings with people, I can put all my tasks in. It takes me 2 minutes, doesn't take very long, and then I can't forget about them. And then when I get an email that I want to go back to later instead of like deleting all my emails and make sure my inbox is nice and tidy. I can just literally flag it on the side. There's a little flag button. And that goes through my to-do list too. When I say it's done, it's gone. So I don't need to see it anymore. But what that means is I'm not worrying at night going, gee, what have I not done? Oh, gee, I need to remember to do that.
Question.
Yeah, which most people find themselves doing. I just need to rock up in the morning and go, what am I doing?
Yep.
That's what I'm doing. But, well, I can't do that today. Okay, I'll send them a message and say, sorry, I'm going to be late. And that management, a little bit of work, probably 5-10 minutes a day, saves me so much of just worrying about things on the weekend or doing this or doing that or just not getting things done, which then is inefficient as well.
So then when you do take that time for family or friends or sport or hobbies or whatever, you can actually be present.
Yeah. And if you think of something when you're out and about, it's like, oh, gee, oh, I forgot that. Just put it, chuck it in your phone and it's there for Monday.
This is one of the beautiful things about having a phone with notes, even just your simple notepad. I find because I work in a creative realm, there are times in the middle of the night where you wake up and you're like, oh, that's a really good idea. I need to, I'll remember that in the morning. It's all good. And then you wake up in the morning, huh, yeah, I had a good idea. I don't remember what that was. Whereas now we've got the technology. You could have easily put a pen and paper beside your bed and no one ever does. And I never did. But having the phone right there, just go bang, take a quick note, out of sight, out of mind, and then read back the note and go, what was I even thinking? That's a terrible idea. Or let's expand that.
Okay, more time management, just tips and tricks. So talking about priorities, time is a resource, you know, so much of it. So it's doing the things that matter the most, but do the big things first. So make sure you know what the big things are for the day that you do need to get done that will have an impact and will cause trouble or have an outcome, and do those first. Because if you start doing all the small things in the morning, you'll have small things all day that they'll never end. Because if you've got three big things, get those done, work through that, and then you'll have time for the little things around it. No problem at all. And I think there's the story with the jar, you know, the stories there.
Mm-hmm. With the rocks, and then you put the sand around it.
Yeah. So, you know, if you fill a jar with big rocks, it's full, right? No, when you put some gravel in there and then it's full. No, you put sand in there, then it's full, and then you can, you know, you pour coffee in there because there's always time for coffee with my friend. But that's the point. Like, you can keep filling up with little things, but if you just pour the coffee in first, you don't have room. You know, chuck a big rock in, all the coffee pours out. So coffee can fill it up with a small task pretty quick.
The last thing you want is a big task getting in the way of your coffee.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, when you've done a couple of big tasks that, you know, sometimes Claire, my wife, she asked me, oh, how was your day? I'm like, oh, no good. Oh, why? Didn't get things done? I'm like, oh, I got a lot of stuff done. It's none of it mattered. And, you know, I'm really happy if I do one thing that has a good outcome and I'll do nothing else that day. That's great. But if you do 100 things that just didn't really matter that you had to do anyway, well, it doesn't feel good. It's no good. So I think making sure you know what the priorities for the day are, the big stuff, and getting those done, you'll feel better. You'll get the dopamine of, yeah, I did something, and you'll be rearing to go the next day.
So while the initial process of trying to free up your time might actually take more time, ironically.
She just stopped doing stuff.
Unless you stop doing stuff.
Big fan of that.
Hand it off. Like, if you're listening to this and you realize that you don't actually need to be doing payroll and you don't need to be doing the graphic design and you're just going to hire someone this afternoon, then you don't have to worry about it next week. Next week's going to be a lot easier for you. So, but if it comes to actually expanding your team and you need to hire new people because you don't have time, then that is going to take time, but think about what the long-term benefits are next year. This time next year, you'll be a lot freer and you might be able to just take a massive holiday with your family. But yeah, just make sure you take the time to figure out what is sapping your energy, and hopefully this time next week, you'll be feeling a lot freer.
And if in doubt, just remember time's a madman construct, so it doesn't actually exist.
And on that philosophical note, we'll see you next time.